Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Okay, welcome back to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. It's a real pleasure. We're going to bit a bit of diversity here in the show in midstream, as we're going to feature a wonderful Western art show and sale that's underway, but most importantly, to appreciate, it's about driving funds to support a wonderful foundation, all tied in with the lovely and rich Western history we have here in Southern Arizona. So I'd like to welcome here in the studio Ginger Hambly, who's chair of the Empire 100 Western Art Show and Sale, and as well the president of the Empire Ranch Foundation, Carla Martin. So welcome to you two ladies.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. And we're really pleasure to call in remotely to the founding chair of the art exhibit, and that is Marion Hyland. How are you this afternoon, Marion?
Fine, thank you.
Great. It's a pleasure to have the three of you here. So let me do a brief introduction in terms of Ginger. She's been involved with the Empire through artist and husband Fred Hambly, who was invited to show in the art show 7 years ago. Ginger has participated at the Empire Ranch annual roundup and open house, held each fall as a volunteer and at artist photo shoots with her husband. Ginger enjoys Western art, ranch life, and also riding horses. And while not a native Tucsonan, she's lived here since 1961. That almost comes close. And when her parents moved here from Kansas, she later graduated from the University of Arizona and worked in sales management for new home builders. In terms of our guest, Carla, who's president of the Ranch Foundation, she's serving in her second year as the president. She grew up in Michigan on family land that's been in her family since the 1860s, so truly a woman that appreciates multi-generation ownership. Carla and her husband, Ron, also a member of the 15-member board of the Empire Ranch, began taking their children to this ranch in the Las Cienegas National Conservation Area some 25 years ago for recreation. And they later learned there was a foundation, wanted to join to do some kinds of things that they grew up doing, taking care of land and preservation of structures. Carla is office manager for a local accounting firm and also is a member of the Ott YMC Board of Directors. She has two children and is expecting their first granddaughter in May, which I understand is the best promotion that comes, right?
Exactly.
Then finally, Marion Hyland, who's on our line. She's actually founding chair of the Empire 100 Western Art Show and Sale, which, by the way, is underway in its 11th season, and we'll talk about that. And she was born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, where she was steeped in Western culture. She spent her career in education in Illinois, Michigan, and Arizona. And in 1997, Marion retired from her principalship in the Tancredi School District in Tucson to manage the building of her and her husband's home in Sonoyta. And while her husband, Dr. Robert Hyland, continued his medical practice in Tucson, Marion found her niche with the founding board of the Empire Ranch Foundation. And she reveled in helping to introduce the public to the Empire through the roundups and also these important Western art shows. Well, Marion, why don't we start with you? Because of your being remote, we'll defer, and also your longstanding involvement. You live in Sonoyta and have been in the ranch so long. What's so special about this ranch for our listeners who may not be familiar with it?
Well, I think this ranch really has the history of Arizona all tied up in it. It is a place that was founded in 1876, the Vail family, and then the Boyce family owned it. And so when we started our original board in 1997, we had members from both of the owning families, and by that time, BLM had acquired that ranch. We also had members of the Donaldson family who had held the grazing lease with BLM for approximately 25 years. So it's just a special place. It's a beautiful place, but it also has buildings that really represent the way a ranch develops as it goes through the years.
So that is this idea, you start with the main house and then it gets added on to, expanded?
That's correct.
Right. I, of course, moved here from New England, and that's a classic situation with so many homes in New England. You keep walking and discovering more rooms as you walk through the back, but that you also try to see if it stays true to some sort of native architecture.
That's true, and you also can tell the kind of life the people live.
Yes.
who were in all of those buildings, because they are speaking to you very clearly.
That's lovely. Now, it had the actual working ranch, the main home has 22 rooms, right? So did that represent, you know, multiple additions then over the period of time?
Yes, it does. It started with the Vales, and they started with actually three rooms or four rooms, and I'd had a salon where the cattle could be driven through that opening into a corral. They actually even found bullet casings in the window sills and so forth from raids that they had at that time with the Apaches. And they also had a very, I would say, cooperative relationship with some of the Apaches, and by giving some cattle occasionally and for peace and so forth. So there's a beautiful history, and it's all written so well on our website, mm-hmm. which is EmpireRanchFoundation.org.
Very good. And, of course, it's also in the times of this part of the state welcoming to the film industry, that a place
absolutely.
That was frequented by, you know, none other than John Wayne and the other Western stars, right?
Yes. There are pictures of some of the people that were actually on our board of directors who had their photograph taken with various movie stars that came to have films made. I think there are something, maybe like 35 Western films that have had an involvement with the Empire Ranch, and yeah. very well-known Western actors.
You know, I also look at, you know, of course, that this ranch is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
That's
so,
correct.
So with that comes really... really our need to honor that and preserve it.
Absolutely. And also to include people in an understanding of the culture, the history, and why the West is, I would say, has some of the values that it does.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, right there, your mission, it says, I have your lovely brochure in front of me, is to protect, restore, and sustain the Empire Ranch historical buildings and landscape as an outstanding Western heritage, but also this really pivotal role of education, right, Marianne?
That's true. And that actually dovetails in with the art shows in my mind, because when we started the Empire Ranch Foundation, we were just a board of only 10 people, although mm-hmm. we were formed to have 15, but it was a board made up of mainly ranchers in the area and representatives from these founding families. And it was basically ranchers. I think there were only a couple of us who were not ranchers. And we had the job of how are we going to tell people about this place and get them interested in it and have them come out and see it. So that started the roundups and what we call the roundups. And it was interesting at that time because we just had our board. And all of the work was done by the board. We weren't fortunate enough to have even a volunteer program established yet or administrative assistance or anything, but we started these wonderful roundups that just took off so beautifully. I think the first one had about 700, and we were thrilled with the attendance. And every year they got better and better, and they included some of the skills that you see on ranches, including riata making mm-hmm. and horsemanship. We had Western music and food and all of that. And we just had a load of fun, and we built our attendance up to over 1,000 and then getting more and more.
Well, Marianne, the shift then to go and then and include coupling this with art, how did that come about?
Well, what happened was we looked at you know, the results of these roundups, and they were a tremendous amount of work and loved by the community. At large, let's say Tucson and surrounding areas, but there was just one problem. We were not earning any money to
right.
restore the ranch.
Exactly, so and that was your goal.
Yeah, and so it was very amusing. I came up with the idea at this board meeting, mainly with ranchers, why don't we have Western art shows that would include fine original art and sculptures? And that show would be connected to a real ranch, a historic ranch, and it would make it different from any mm-hmm. other Western art
right.
show. And it could become a special jewel. And the response to that was very amusing. One of the ranchers that was on the board, he was about 7 feet tall, and he said, "This is a ranch. This is not an art gallery." And so the rebuttal was, well, let's ask the people at the next roundup.
Right. What would they like to see?
And what would they like? And, of course, it was resounding yes. Who wouldn't say yes, you know, to Western art? So that resulted in, you know, the establishment of the art shows. And the first shows were hung at the ranch, and we hung them on Friday night before the roundups on Saturday. And we had no money for security, so we had a friend with German Shepherd guard dogs sleep in the house with the art.
Don't you love it? Yeah. Well, things have changed. Why don't we turn and let Ginger tell us here what now in this day and age we're up to. This is the 11th year, I believe you told me, Ginger?
Yes, that's right.
And so what is the show all about? And by the way, for our listeners who just tuned in, we're speaking with a group of colleagues involved in the Empire Ranch Foundation and their art show, which, by the way, is on as we speak until March 10th, at Northern Trust up on Sunrise, just east of Campbell. But Ginger, tell us the story.
The Empire Ranch Art Show is one of the largest and longest-running not-for-profit art shows in Tucson.
Okay.
Northern Trust and Empire Ranch Foundation sponsor this competitive and outstanding juried exhibition. More than 500 images this year were juried down to 100 pieces of art.
Yes, and for those who don't understand, the juried process is a feat in and of itself.
It definitely is.
Yes.
Yes. It was a tough job, but it really turned out great.
That's great. And who's in the show this year, vis-a-vis some others you've had, the spotlighting?
We have exceptional work this year of more than 90 artists from 11 states and even an entry from Poland. This year's featured artist is nationally renowned artist Bill Mumy. One of his four works in the show, Vantage Point, was the winner of the People's Choice Award.
Which is great.
So
that's
wonderful.
Really, it's a wonderful spot. That's great. Well, I know you had a big opening night event. Ginger, maybe you can mention that as part of the process.
Opening night was a huge success this year. We had over 400 people attending in a two-hour period.
Right.
We sold 25 pieces of art.
And so that's exact. And even in these economic downturn, I think if anyone, those who you are who are Tucson-based, take full advantage to swing by and see the show. But the thing you're going to notice, there's a lot of red dots. That means already sold. But that doesn't mean you couldn't cultivate opportunities to see the artists' other pieces, of course.
That's true. Our goal is to sell half of the artwork. There's a lot of beautiful pieces left
that are available. That's great. Well, Carla, in your position now as president of the Empire Ranch Foundation, maybe you can talk to us about the vitality and the necessity of this show that links that history and that fun story about guard dogs down at the original ranch to now the piece of everything else that your foundation is about.
Well, as you know, you've stated, we are a nonprofit organization, and we are fortunate to have a partner. The land is actually owned by the Bureau of Land Management, and they help us with matching funds and some deferred maintenance funds every year. But the foundation is charged with making up matching funds of whatever that is mm-hmm. determined to be per year. And the art show is an awesome way for us to do that, to help our foundation and also to help artists. We don't take all the proceeds for the foundation. We only take a small portion, and the rest goes directly to the artists. And we appreciate them being part of this effort and helping us every year. They're just awesome. And we really want to thank them for doing that. And,
yeah, that
and to thank Marion and Ginger publicly, and also our administrator, Christine Auerbach. They've all three just been wonderful putting this together every year. It's a lot of work, and they do a beautiful, beautiful job.
The foundation itself, you know, I don't know how you measure what does fully renovated mean, but the journey of caretaking, preserving, renovating, could one say you're 10% where you'd like to be, or are you 50% in that journey?
Oh,
I mean, knowing
I'd say
that maintenance
closer,
is always...
Yeah, closer to 10%.
10%, all right.
It's a huge undertaking. Right. Most of the buildings, if not all of them, are made mostly of adobe, handmade adobe brick, and that has deteriorated severely over the years. Back in probably the 50s and 60s, and earlier times, they did what was known at the time to preserve adobe. But in the years since, we have learned that that is actually making the process of deterioration worse.
Oh dear.
And we do everything to the Secretary of the Interior standards for historic preservation. So it all has to be done in a specific way. We have worked with a company here in town called Statistical Research. They've done a great job in helping us do structural and seismic studies and work plans and making sure everything that needs to be done is mapped out for us. And we're in the process of following those guidelines for everything that we do.
And that is a no minor undertaking. I think our listeners know that my husband and I moved here from Connecticut. What they may not know is that we lived in a historic district. And so any nuance and subtle change we wanted to make to our 1860s home had to pass the muster or the test. And rightfully so, because if you think about it, we're all here really only for a short time.
Right.
Compared to the legacy of a ranch that was established, as Marion told us, you know, in 1876.
Right. And the first four rooms were actually built around 1860.
Okay. So, even before
so yeah, it's, and just to even go out there, you know, if the listeners would like to go out there and we can also, you can go out and you're free to go out and look anytime you want. The ranch is open. If you want a tour, you can always go to our website, which Marion already mentioned is EmpireRanchFoundation.org, or they can call 888-364-2829 and just leave a message for your phone number, your contact information, and we'll be happy to get someone out there and take you on a tour.
Yeah, that's right. The members of your foundation then, what's their passion? How is it they've gotten connected to what you're doing?
I think it's everybody that's interested in, there's a lot of different types of people. People that are interested in history, in ranching, in educating the younger kids to what it was like growing up when there wasn't iPods and TV and
running water, electricity.
And, right, exactly. And we have a great educational program called Wild About the Grasslands.
Oh, what's that all about?
It's part of the Bureau of Land Management's Hands on the Land National Project. And our education coordinator is Gail Corkle. And she has done a marvelous job. We have a lot of summer and some spring things coming up for kids ages like 12 to 17, and then a little bit younger. We have camps. Those are going to be, let's see, I have it written here. Yeah, spring and summer camps. There's one in March. There's going to be a camp out in March.
Okay.
And then we have some day camps and then another overnight camp this summer. And if anybody or any schools want information on that, we can certainly get that to them.
Oh, like this wonderful trip back in time, so to speak, and just to be out there in that broader, right, expansive nature. Marion, let me shift back to you. You know, you've been, of course, associated with the foundation and the art show for as long as you've had. What's changed the most at the Empire Ranch, do you feel, over the years you've been associated with it?
Well, I think the quality of what the each board that has come along has been able to accomplish. And it has expanded to include so many people. Some of the people were just named. But the outreach is really tremendous. And mm-hmm. I think the ranch is alive and well. It's being used by children and as a learning environment. And the public has access to the land. It's used like that. But it's very alive and very vital. And it has never taken a step backward. It has always just moved forward so beautifully. And it's really quite inspiring at this point to see the progress that has been made, not only on the buildings, but the buildings and haven't been, let's say, the only thing that has been so important. I think the use of the area and in a very alive way, yeah, has been very exciting.
So those are the things you can't necessarily put your hands on, but you just know are playing. You know, Ginger, from your perspective, what do you think has changed the least in the times you've been associated here with the ranch?
I think the dedication of the people. They're still just as dedicated today as they always have been. And that's refreshing.
Yeah, that's great.
No one's giving up.
No one's giving up whatsoever. Ginger, to our listeners, again, we're speaking with a colleague group from the Empire Ranch Foundation and wanted to bring to your attention the opportunity to visit their Empire 100 Foundation art show and sale that's underway right now at Northern Trust up on Sunrise east of Campbell. If they were going to walk in the door, can you take me on a quick virtual tour? What would they see when they walk in?
The first thing they would see is the three paintings by Bill Mumy, who is the featured artist.
Right.
And that's right at the reception area and very easy to see. And then as they walk through, they would see some Indians, they would see some cowboys, they would see some children on horseback. They would see some beautiful colors and some magnificent art.
Yeah.
And as they go through the hallway, they would see more landscape paintings. And in toward the back, there's just people, every type of art you can imagine, from dolls on a wall to flowers and beautiful pathways and buildings. And
that's great. Carla, can you tell us how it was that the partnership evolved then with Northern Trust, that they became then a spot where the show would be residing?
Actually, I think Marion probably could speak to that.
Marion, the connection with Northern Trust.
All right. Well, it soon became, we became aware that we needed a bigger venue. We needed a venue in Tucson where we could reach more people, because the quality of the work and the artists that we were attracting was really appropriate for a bigger setting. So we went to Northern Trust knowing that they have a great outreach program and they're very community oriented, and they were eager to host us, and we have had a fabulous relationship with them for many years now.
Yes, in fact, that isn't just in Tucson. That is, that is part of their nationwide respect and regard and involvement in the arts of all sorts of kinds. Well, let me ask
one thing, if you don't mind my mentioning, to support these shows, is
please.
We did start photo shoots at the ranch for the artists, and that gave them a chance to come out and see our cowboys on our setting at the ranch and take lots of photos that provided subject matter for their paintings and their sculptures.
That's lovely. So it's this whole wraparound from start to finish
mm-hmm.
that you can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I have to note also on your Empire Ranch Foundation that there's a variety of brands that have been used since 1876. So whether it be finding gun casings in the window wells or the various brands, there's always something, I'm sure, for people to appreciate and come out. Well, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate your joining us. Again, for our listeners, do take full advantage until March 10th of seeing the wonderful Empire 100 Western Art Show and Sale at Northern Trust in partnership with the Empire Ranch Foundation at 3450 East Sunrise Drive. And we'll look forward to watching the progression, and for those of you as well, to go visit the EmpireRanchFoundation.org to see how you could get involved and participate in supporting their cause. So thanks again for joining us here on Circles of Change.
Thank you.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.